The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Bus and Truck, the Bahamas Professional Golf Association, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Divinia Grill Foods, and Popeyes.
It's the Foundation. Foundation. Oh, so it's the Foundation. Foundation.
It's the foundation, it's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96.9, 12 to 2, it's the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. Yesterday, I was telling you how I'm, it was a great day. It's a beautiful day. I came in this place. Talk to me, right? It was just before 12. Absolutely scorching outside. It was hot. Walked back outside after 2. It was raining. Felt like for the entire time I was on radio saying to you how beautiful the day was. It's a great day so far. I didn't know it was raining cats and dogs outside. So let me just kind of reserve it. It is a beautiful day when I walked in. Talk to me. We know here living in this kind of a region, that thing may change very quickly, but it's a beautiful thing to be able to have you guys with us today. Today is Small Business Thursday. You know that we've been doing this for a while now, just being able to highlight a lot of things in the community and being able to do that things. But before we even get into that, we always try to be able to do these things in decency and order. And I just wanted to say to you, just pick up your newspaper. Pick up your Guardian newspaper. Make sure you pick it up. It is after 12 p.m. of the day. But trust and believe, if you're hearing information from WhatsApp, you're hearing this, you're hearing that, your auntie calling you, child, you're yay. You need to stop it. Pick up the Guardian newspaper, find out the information, the Deputy Prime Minister responds to the RCI critics, and Cooper confident in the government's environmental protocols. All right, we're going to talk about that. We got deep things to talk about. It says, man killed in Kennedy subdivision, which is wild. Talk to me. We got to talk about that. It's a wild thing that we've seen over the past week and a half. So many persons are dying. I just got a haircut today. And, I'm sitting in the barbershop and I'm saying to myself, I mean, what goes through a man's mind as it relates to being able to pick up a gun and, take someone's life? This is just a wild thing. Guys, we got to talk about that as we get further. The Ombudsman Bill is tabled in the House of Assembly. Inquest begins into the police shooting for blind man and also the Deputy Prime Minister promising downtown projects presented to the government. So all the information's in there, guys. I want you to do that. The paper's a little thick today. A little later on the show, you're going to be able to hear more about this kind of a tribute that they're going to be paying to C.B. Morse. And something just hit me, man. I don't know. I looked through my phone. You know, we do this thing periodically. I looked through my phone and I see Jerry Springer passed away. Bananas. I couldn't believe it. I mean, not that this man is immortal. I think he continues to live on in our minds and our hearts. He really shifted the course of talk shows over the years when we were growing up. Rest in peace to Jerry Springer. On Thursday, we always kind of exhale and just take a moment to reflect and understand that the kind of thickness that the paper exists is because our loved ones passed away, right? And even though we're talking about Jerry Springer far off, you may be dealing with a transition in your family. And so I say to you that if you're doing so, I always like to some decent people that I know, man. These are my people. I just want to kind of do that down there at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematoriums on this Thursday. If you're dealing with transition, you're dealing with that, please, por favor, give them a call down there at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They are some very, very decent people. I'm maybe a little bit premature trying to put me down. They need to stop, right? It's a beautiful thing. They're a great family down there. And I want to say that they're good. Man, listen, I want to go on to you a few things, guys. I want to talk about this. I got a text the other day to talk about the Bahamas Football Association. Now, the entire time in my mind, talk to me, the entire time I'm out here thinking American football. I was like, is this flag football? What are you talking about? We're here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be talking about CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships today. I got some great guys in the studio with me. They're going to introduce themselves, but they're all about talking about the Bahamas football soccer. For some of you out there, Bahamas Football Association. Gentlemen, introduce yourself, man. Let's start with you first.
Good afternoon. My name is Leslie St. Fleur.
Leslie St. Fleur, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, and you?
Okay, go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Givano Thurston.
Givano?
Yeah, Thurston.
Givano, okay, okay.
All right, good afternoon. My name is Peter Jonas.
Okay. Peter, Leslie, and Givano.
Yeah.
Man, y'all guys look mad young. Talk to me. I mean, y'all, this is a lady joining us also?
So.
Yes.
Sir. This is exciting stuff. Okay, let's do it. This is exciting stuff. Y'all look mad young. Did I not see y'all walking through the thing yesterday? You were walking through the lobby? No? You were? Okay.
Yes, me.
Talk to me about this. Talk to me about this kind of an idea. You got to come sit. You don't want to sit? Okay, I invite you. Talk to me about what you guys are doing, because the first thing I see when we here in this region, based upon our proximity to the United States of America, when we see football laid out in that kind of a manner, we always think American football. So talk to me about your association, how long the association was laid out, what you guys are going to be doing, and this sort of an idea moving towards your soccer. Anyone can take that. Go ahead.
When it comes to like how long the association was around, like I think they were around like from like the 1960s, and when it comes to like what we're doing, it's just trying to like create an atmosphere like to show people that hey, we can play football as well, and like beach soccer, like we can play beach soccer, and like we've been playing the sport for like a very good time. Like we actually like have like a veteran here, like who was playing like from the Bahamas first started, like Leslie St. Fleur. Like he was here, like he's the main guy. And when it comes
from the Bahamas first started, this is a lot. So you don't do much, you're doing way too much.
Nah, from the Bahamas.
Leslie, I don't think you're that old, right?
Yeah, from the beach soccer team first started, he was here, and like he's our veteran on the team. And when it comes to like the tournament, I hope it's just go there and like put our best foot forward and perform to the best of our ability. And like we have no doubt that we can do it, because like on our team, like we have like the second top goal scorer of the tournament, again Leslie St. Fleur. So like we're excited.
Got a celebrity, man.
They're putting a lot on you.
Yeah, for sure. Like
Leslie, they're putting a lot on you. Like, you gotta show up to
Nah, he knows from a young age. We all looked up to him, and like it's an honor to play with him now. So like yeah, like the pressure is on always for him.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all the time.
How long have you been playing?
I got my first cap in like 2019, but like I've been training from like 2017 maybe.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So this is something that you love?
Yeah, for sure. Like,
what made you get involved? Because you look like a young man, and young persons want to know what made you kind of get off the couch playing what you play? It ain't Mortal Kombat no more. Is it Halo?
Fortnite.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm way out of the thing, right?
So for me, it was like, so in 2017, we hosted the CM tournament and also the World Cup. And like, I was a ball boy at the tournament. Like whenever the ball go, I'll throw the ball to get back and play.
Big job.
Big job. And like, I had front row seat of like to watch the game live. And like, when I like saw all the excitement the sport brings, I was just like, wow, like the fans, everything. Like, it
see,
was
I know you see me getting somewhere here.
Yeah.
You saw the young girls saying, oh my God.
Yeah, like, I like that, you know? Like, I was like, I want to get in on that, you know? I just came out, trained, and eventually got the opportunity to play, and like, I love it, and like, I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
I'm going to ask you whether or not this is something that can lead you into a professional or even regional something, you know? As I read some of the stuff that you guys are saying, this is not only this CONCACAF championship is not only for us here locally. Is it regional? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, definitely is regional. Last year we hosted a tournament and the Bahamas came on top, obviously, because, you know, we've been training for a while and then.
You haven't been training for a while?
I mean, we have been training for a while.
So tell me about you. How long you've been in this thing?
I've been training since 2016.
So
yeah, I was on the Bahamas.
A little earlier than Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were ready then. You felt this thing. You watched Leslie. All the girls keep running around Leslie. Yes. This was something that we had to do.
I was a ball boy as well with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were both ball boys at the World Cup.
And then you started to be able to do it yourself, right? How'd you guys get involved? Leslie, it seems like you are definitely one of the anchors for the thing. How'd you guys get involved with this? If it's been established for such a long time, tell me what our expectations could be when we get out there.
Well, we got involved because... we wanted to try something new for the country. So when it came out, we started in 2009. They were a little younger, so it was.
So you was playing soccer from 1973. This is what it sounds like.
A little earlier.
You're doing way too much. This is too much. Right. You look like you're 30. You need to stop, right? So tell me about this. So you started this. And you wanted to kind of do something different. Have you traveled before and being able to do this, or you just done it locally?
I've traveled a lot, playing beach, clubs. I play with a team in Denmark.
In Denmark?
Yeah, so, well.
Oh, Leslie, you big celebrity. You need to stop. You need to stop.
Nah. So, you know, like you said, this sport here is global. And it's fun.
It is.
Everybody loves it. So.
Everyone around the world love to kick a ball.
Yeah, so hosting it here is... where all the fun is, because, you know, we playing in front of our country and in front of our fans, and they are our main people. You know, they give us they motivate us to go there and play and represent the country.
All right. Now, you say you have an entire, is there an age category or how do you be able to be a part of that? Because I know a lot of persons are out here, they're listening, they want to be able to participate and sort of get excited, especially this kind of transition. When you get a little older, you want you want to be able to participate in something local. How did you get involved? How can people get involved? And tell me right after that how people could be able to come out and watch it this weekend.
Anybody?
You're mad shy.
Wait, can you repeat the question?
I got to put a soccer ball in the middle of the table.
I didn't have the question. Can you repeat the question again?
Tell me about how to participate. I mean, you started off as a ball boy. I got a son 17 years old. He needs something to do. I just want him from around me sometimes, right?
Yes, sir.
He needs something to do, right? And so how can he be involved or be a part of what you guys are doing out there? And also tell me about, you know, the event that's going to be happening.
So when it comes to like how to participate, like I think like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, they had like a tryout, like they had like an open tryout where like you could come and like showcase your skills to see it, like if you're ready. And like the thing about beach soccer, like we know like it's a sport that most of the Bahamians are like not familiar with, so like they're always open to like teaching people.
So they're seeing like field soccer. This is beach soccer more specifically.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
So like they're willing to like teach you from like the ground up. Like for me, like when I started, I knew nothing about beach soccer. Like I learned from the ground up. And like, it just stayed committed to it. So when it comes to like learning, they're always open to come out and train with us. It's just gotta like.
That's a whole different genre.
Yes, sir.
You gotta be fit to play beach soccer.
Definitely.
Yeah, but you're running up and down in the sand. That's a whole different situation. What's the difference between that? Tell me about why beach soccer. Is it like a big thing globally? I mean, I know I see some people doing it. I know I also saw the governor of Bahamas actually put up a nice little stadium there at the foot of the bridge, being able to go over. Is that what you guys are going to be playing?
Yes, sir.
That's what you're going to be playing, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that, man. I mean, tell me why beach soccer. Is it one of those things that's growing?
Yes, it is. If it's so much, it's because it's more exciting. And it's, to be honest, it's much better to be playing on the grass. Because the grass is 11v11. And the score goal is, you know, you might end up finishing the game 0-0 and stuff. But beach, you have bicycle, you got scissors kick, you get everything, you get skills. So the game is fun. You score one.
It's like the parkour of soccer.
Yeah. So
this is a lot.
It's an ongoing thing. So if a team score automatically, you know, you can score it back. So the game is very exciting. So that's why we love it so much.
How many persons on the sand at the same time?
Five.
Five per team? It's just 10 people.
Five.
Man, so I'm excited about this now. Tell me about that. I'm interested in it because it's not the stereotypical just approach to soccer. You see a lot of persons playing soccer. They play it on the field, so forth and so on. But beach soccer, it sounds like, you know, a vacation, a hobby, and an event at the same time, right? Tell me about what time the event starts and a little about what we can expect when we come out there.
Well, the tournament started May 8th. I think the first game is at 12 and it finished. The last game is at 7:30.
Yeah.
So, and it's a
So it's all the, it says from May 8th to May 14th, the International Beach Soccer Championship, Nassau, Bahamas, the soccer stadium. Tell me about it. It's absolutely free admission, but you got to be able to get persons out there and let them know exactly what's what. So what are you guys looking to be able to have as it relates to persons coming out? What do you want to be able to see in terms of participation?
We want to see no seats. Like, our seats are blue and yellow. You want to see the only blue and yellow you want to see is your shirts. Like, you coming out to support us, you know? Like,
bring your cowbells.
Yeah, bring your cowbells.
Cowbells too?
Yeah, you can, like, it's noise friendly. Make everything. Your noise. Like, it's
noise friendly.
Yeah. It's a party on the sand.
It's a party on the sand.
It's a party on the sand, literally.
Sir, I feel like you talking about a fete. You're doing a lot. This is, you're doing a lot.
Well, I mean, we have halftime shows in our dances.
Halftime shows.
Yeah. Halftime entertainment all around. Like, yeah. Halftime shows.
In bikini.
Giveaways. Like,
you know, so.
I think this was Peter going for it. Actually, you think he's going to actually be playing, right? So, May 8th to May 14th, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find out more about it, is there a website or anything that you guys could be able to throw out there, or a number that they could be able to call to find out more information about it?
You could BahamasFA.com. You could look us up on Facebook, Instagram, all the good stuff, you know, like BahamasFA.com, BFA for short.
Now, I want you guys to be able to be a part of this. If you're out there and you're listening, this is a regional event. This is a great opportunity for you to be able to understand that we're doing more than just the stereotypical stuff. It's time to get up and out. You've been locked down for far too long. I've been looking at that stadium trying to figure out what the hell it is doing there, right? So, we know it's beach soccer. We know that they're going to be doing some stuff. 14th International Beach Soccer Time. It returns CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship. Absolutely free admission. That's one of the things you got to say, right?
Yeah, you love that. You know,
we already have been talking.
I think once Bahamians see something free, they're gonna come.
Yeah, talk to me.
No, they're gonna come.
The only thing that could be better than this
is free.
Is tuna sandwiches at the back. Like, if you tell them we got refreshments at the moment, they could be there.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's absolutely free, guys. Please come out, enjoy this, participate. They say they don't want to see absolutely no seats in the place.
Not at all.
Come out with your pom poms. Come out with your cowbells. Come out for the halftime show.
Yeah,
you said there's going to be a halftime show.
Halftime shows.
You did a lot.
Yes,
sir. I just want to let you know you did a lot today. People are actually going to be able to get it. You said the website is what?
BahamasFootball.com.
Is there a number that persons could call?
BahamasFA.net.
BahamasFA.net.
Yes.
BahamasFA.net. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys are a little shy in here. They need to stop. I can bring a soccer ball next time you come so we can be able to have a very good flowing conversation. I thank you all so much for being able to tell me about this, man. I want to be able to see more about this. I know if you're coming back before May 8th to tell me about it. But we here at the foundation to do this. You got all vendors. I suppose you got all your vendors and everything laid out. If persons want to be able to participate, that's already done? Okay, so they got everything laid out. Everything's done. And we could be able to do that. It's going to be from May 8th to 14th. This is not the football that you're thinking of. This is soccer, right? So International Beach Soccer returns May 8th to 14th, 2023. Live and in full effect, BahamasBA.net. Please be a part of this. We can be able to do this, guys. I thank you all so very kindly. I want you all to enjoy yourselves. Continue to do good, man. I mean, you're doing a wonderful job. This is the first time I hear about this. I can be honest with you. Yeah. This is maybe me. I get a little old. I tell you, I don't know what's going on, right? So, but I want you to come back and tell the Bahamian people more about these stuff, because I got young children and I want them to participate in what's happening around the island. So let's hear more about it. So very kindly, ladies and gentlemen, please stick and stay with us. This is Small Business Thursdays. We're going to find out more about some businesses and things that's happening in the community right here on 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant, the foundation. We'll be right back after this.
The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. you must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Sweet and heat, meet Burger King Nassau. Introducing the new Mango Habanero King that features a signature mango habanero sauce, two flame-grilled beef patties, two slices of cheese, bacon, and spicy jalapenos, all on a toasted sesame seed bun. Enjoy the Mango Habanero King in a combo or ask for the plant-based version. Either way, this sandwich offers just enough sweet to bring on the heat. The new Mango Habanero King is king.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Thursday afternoon. So happy to be in your company, kind of chopping it down. This is Small Business Thursdays, so we always kind of take the time to be able to identify some things that are happening in the community. And I just want to commend those guys, man. I'm from the Bahamas Football Association, the Soccer Association. It is an amazing thing that they participate like this. I'm always excited to be able to see the next generation participate. I mean, I think there's enough chatter in our communities about, you know, what kids do and don't do and what they haven't done, and this sort of a comparison or the contrast that says the Manuel Cherry man, the best time in the Bahamas is after before 63. And, you know, it's too much. The next generation needs an opportunity. So the more that we see these things, the more that we know that they can be able to see some things happen for growth for themselves. I mean, I tell my son, I live in the bush all my childhood. I've lived in the bush. Talk to me. Out there making little campfires. And you know, I was responsible for all the food. So I had the s'mores on lock, right? I had the little weenies, the whole thing, right?
But it's very important that they participate not only in social media, but in an actual community. These are some of the things and the elements that we're losing. So make sure you guys are participating in something, man. Make sure that you're part of something. Make sure that you're doing something and we can be able to get some stuff done. I got my next guest in the studio with me right now. She's telling me all about the fact that she's a life coach. And we heard so much about that. But this today, she's going to tell me a little bit more about a project that she has going on, and I want to be able to introduce you to her. Now, I don't know if she can use her government name, right? But she is here with us. His name is none other than Drew Curry. Now listen, I met Drew Curry. I met her at another space, right? This me being decent, I got to be decent. I met her at another space, and to see her blossom, watch me, Drew, to see you blossom and the things that you would have done over this short period of time is an amazing thing. I visited a church the other day and I didn't even know she's going to this church. Drew, you are a decent woman. You got the studio smelling absolutely gorgeous. Say good afternoon to the Bahamian people out there.
Good afternoon to my Bahamian people out there. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy that you're here.
Thanks for having me.
I want to hear a little bit about what you're doing out there. I know that you're always eager and really enthusiastic of showing that there could be change and transformation and growth, so forth and so on. Tell me about what you're doing here with this Project Bloom.
I can introduce myself first?
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So my name is Drew K. Curry. The K is for Kriston, and I am a goal-setting specialist here in the Bahamas. I help professional women of faith overcome self-doubt by helping them plan, prepare, and execute their life vision. And I'm here today to talk about my nonprofit organization, Project Blue Bahamas. And Project Blue Bahamas is a nonprofit organization that visits the senior schools here in the Bahamas to educate our seniors about the importance of setting goals, visualization, just creating a vision for life. I believe that our schools don't really equip us to come out of school. You know, they just tell us to get a job and pay the bills, but we don't actually get to create that vision, and then we end up winging it out in life. So that's basically my program itself.
So you start here, you see Project Blue Bahamas.
Yes.
Now, you know, I know you from here in Nassau. And when Nassau people say Bahamas, they think it's 21/7. Talk to me. Where have you started? Because I know that this is going to be significantly expansive. Where have you started? Which school have you touched just yet or done in terms of being able to touch those persons? And what are some of the things that we talk about? Is it only for women? Is it for men and women, young men and young women, to really be able to prepare themselves for the next steps in life?
Okay, so the first question, yes, I'm looking forward to expanding in the Family Islands. I have a connect in Freeport, well, Grand Bahama. I know you're from the Rocks, right?
Hey, watch me. She know. Let's clear the sub, baby. I forget my rock.
Yes, I have a plug in Grand Bahama, so we're working on something now. However, within the year, I started this in 2022. So within the year, I was able to impact over 1,500 12th graders who now enter the real world. I've been in some schools such as C.R. Walker, C.I. Gibson, GHS, R.M. Bailey, B.S.T. I think that's a Christian academy. So I've been through to some schools right now.
What made you do something like this? Let me frame the question better than that. In this day and age, especially after COVID, after Dorian, with this economic crunch and people needing money for themselves, this kind of a grind that people are on, this focus that they have just to be able to get something for themselves, what made you look around and participate? This is a sort of a nonprofit organization that you're saying, right? That means you ain't getting paid for this. Talk to me.
No.
So I can just be very clear. What made you do this? Out of all the things that you can do with your bright mind, you did something like this. Talk to me about it.
Okay, honestly, I think it came from the late Dr. Miles Monroe. In 2020, I was watching and reading a lot of his books, and it was a sermon he talked about that we should follow our vision and passion and not just money. And he just spoke a lot about how people inform us on money, come out of school, get a job, but just focus on that vision. And after coming from South Asia, I told you I spent some time living in Nepal doing mission trip. After coming over, and I was reinventing my life right then, I remember calling a few teenagers from certain communities, just asking them what's next after coming out of school. And everyone had that simple, I just want a job. And I'm like, that's it? Because when you reach 25, you could be making money, but then what's next? You know, let's think about the vision. So I spoke to one of my friends, and they told me I could just talk to some of the students at the government high school, and it just started off from there. I had a passion for it, and now I educate students on not just coming out of school looking for a job, but let's make a difference. Let's just create something for our future generation, not just money. I mean, money is the thing, but when you focus on your vision, when you focus on your passion, the world will pay you to be yourself. You know what I mean? And I loved sharing with my students now.
You know, it's wild. I get in your business, all right, just a little taste. You said that you spoke to about 1,500 12th graders,
mm-hmm.
You know, over the course of time that you did this. Are you considering starting a little younger, maybe the 10th graders, 11th graders? Talk to me about
it. Okay, so me doing this, a lot of people have their input now because they see what I do, and it's like...
They won't get in your business.
Yeah, they won't get... They're just like, you're trying to get in the business, you know?
No, come here for me to interview. Go ahead.
So they had their little input like, oh, Drew, I think you should do this. At a little younger age, but I just feel like it's something I'm looking forward once my organization grow. That's something I'm looking for. But I think right now I could be able to help the seniors because they're more mature than a younger person to actually understand what I'm saying. But yes, definitely in the future, I want to work with young people. But I also want to educate their parents too, because being in the school, some of these kids... They ain't out of school yet, and they already feel hopeless. And when you have...
It's heavy what you're doing right now. It's heavy.
Sorry.
No. I like it. Because one of the anchors for this show, the show's called The Foundation, right? You knew what we was before. But this show's called The Foundation. Let's be decent. Stop smiling. She need to stop, right? So one of the anchors for this show is really being able to look at the bare bones of our community and recognize that there is some elements, I believe, that are missing from the fullness that we need to be able to see and realize in our community. And one of those things is hope. And the next one is elements to build a community. And it's heavy that you would say that they haven't even started yet. I'm going to tell you a short story. I've never told you that. I don't think I've told you this before. And if you heard the story before, just kind of go with it. Stop it. Listen to the story. So I'm in Grand Bahama. I'm married. And I'm working in my cousin's, not really working, but, you know, me and my cousin talk so much. I kind of hang out with him. And while I'm in their restaurant, you know, I'm helping him at the same time. Doing this for years from when I was a child. They have a restaurant called Triple D in 8 Mile Rock, right? Best conk in the Bahamas. I'm telling you the truth, right? So I'm there with my cousin. They have someone working in there. She's a young girl. She's 16 years old. She goes to the 8 Mile Rock High School. She's just like an intern kind of working in there. And, you know, I guess after conversations with my cousin and just coming around, she says to me, she pulls me to the side. She calls me Mr. Grant. She said, Mr. Grant, I want you to have two babies with me. I've never flirted with this, none of these things, none of these. It's just a young girl, right? So I asked, I said, this is wild. I said, I never touch you, never flirt with you. But before any of this happened, you already then reserved two children, not just one. Two, you're going past the whole first one and you jump onto two. And so I asked her, why would you think of something like that? And you know what she says to me?
What she said?
She said, Mr. Grant, you know me. You know my mother. You know my father. You know the community I come from. You know my family. She said, my mommy ain't nobody. That's what she tell me. This out her mouth. She said, my mommy ain't nobody. My daddy ain't nobody. And I ain't gonna never be nobody. That's what she says. I promise you from here to Jesus, this never left me. She said, I ain't gonna never be nobody. She says, but if I have two children for you, one of them got to be somebody one day. That blew my mind at 16 years old. And I opened my eye, right? I didn't want to get kind of weepy in front of the young girl because I'm supposed to be this whole man out here, right? And I said, baby doll, before you even start, you give up. You never even think that there is an opportunity for you beyond this. And she gave up. I said, baby, you got to give it a shot. Just try. And if it doesn't work, then you know where you're going to end up. I said, but just try. She finished school. She finished college. She did the entire thing. Now she's doing very well in Grand Bahama. I just want to be very clear with that. These initiatives that you're doing and you're putting out here can be able to change lives. Because a lot of young children are on a course. They figure, it's hopelessness. There ain't nothing out here for me. So let's just do what we have to do. this is an amazing thing that you're doing. I just want to say
it is. That's what they say.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. That actually has become, and not, this isn't, it wasn't birthed from young people. This was birthed from leadership in this country. Leadership in this country at one point pronounced to the people of this country that it is what it is. And everyone accepted this particular mm-hmm. position. But that's a lie. It only is what we speak it to be. Talk to me, I just get dead preachy, dead quick.
I fully agree. I don't know if I told you this before, but a few years back, I was family with my identity and I was in therapy for 2 years. And I remember my therapist told me, she was like, Drew, your mom can't give you the love you want because she never received the love she needed from her parents. And that's basically that concept of the young lady basically saying, my mommy wasn't this, I'm not this. It's something that's not in the homes. And me being into the schools, you have some kids who in grade 12 and they can't read. And it's like, well, my mommy told me I can't do it, so I just can't do it. And parents don't understand how powerful their voice is to their youths. And just to witness some things that go on in school, like I say, they're not out yet and they're already hopeless. They feeling hopeless, like they can't. So we have to make a change for our future generation. That's my future leaders, you know, in the next 10, 20 years. So it's something of the change. And I'm just doing what I could do right now for my future leaders.
I want to thank you, Andrew. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for, because you're a young lady. You ain't married yet.
Not yet.
You sound like you got all kinds of plans in the world. You need to stop it. You ain't married yet. You don't have any kids, but you recognize the importance of preserving the environment. You understand the importance of being able to do something to preserve the next generation. That's an amazing thing, man. Tell people how they can be able to reach out to you, how they could participate, how they could be able to sponsor. There's persons out there right now who want to be able to kind of give you something. They heard it. They heard the voice of their mother while they was listening to us. Talk to me.
Thank you. Well, if you want to learn more about Project Blue, you could visit www.drewkhristion.com. That's www.drewkhriston.com. Or you could follow me on Instagram or Facebook at drew_kriston.com. You could be able to slide in my DMs, air quote, in that
this
way.
This is too much. You're doing too much on the People Radio. What?
Just to learn more about the program. Whoa. Within itself. Yes.
So is there a number? Because, you know, traditional people, Ian Ganger, all of that. You have a number that they can be able to reach out. You got to give your government number if you have another number.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
That's 1-242-535-7212. 535-7212.
And also, tell us about this other stuff. You're talking about goal setting. This is not only relegated and sort of identified solely for those persons who are coming up in the school system. You do this for, you know, young
women,
ladies,
yeah.
Young women also.
So that's my full-time job, being a goal-setting strategist. Again, I really help people to create that vision for where they want to see themselves. And I'm learning that, again, schools don't teach us about creating a vision. It's just getting a job. And a lot of people don't. You could ask someone where you see yourself in 5 years, and they'll be like a house, a car, married, rich, you know. And then when you ask them, okay, so how are you going to get there? Crickets. Nothing. No plan. Nobody. Nothing. So
they don't know.
No, they don't. But they have this idea of what they want, but not the steps to actually get them there.
You think it's the faith without works? You think it's just like the idea, hopes, and aspiration without a strategy to be able to get there?
Definitely. You need both. You need both faith to actually get there.
Wow.
You need both. You need the faith and you need the works to actually get there. And the accountability, because that's what people don't like. They don't like people to tell them what to do or how to actually get there. They could see your success expecting to get it without the actual rough parts you had to go into to actually get it. You get me?
Of course, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But tell me about this, though, because I just want to get into other people's business just a little bit, right? Just a little bit. You're going to tell me all
the things. It's okay.
Just a little piece. Okay. For the young women that you speak with, right? Because I've seen you on several occasions really being able to talk. And I say, look at Drew, out here working hard. My God, right? So tell me, have you found that they carry this mindset from high school, that they're not prepared, that they don't have an idea of how to be able to structure themselves and make the next step? And then after you kind of start speaking, that some things start to unravel and say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Talk to me about it.
They carried us, Ida, not just from high school, but from in the homes. You have the homes really is the foundation, because I learned that a lot of my clients, they don't have a vision for themselves because they don't feel valuable. No self-worth, no value. So again, you just do what it is you got to do to get out there. And with that, they get in meaningless relationships. They just do whatever they have to do to survive. And me just giving them that idea that, hey, let's actually have a meditation session right now. Let me ask you some questions. Where do you see yourself in the future? And when I ask them that, then they could now create. And when we start moving some pieces together to see how we could get that, then they understand that it's actually more out here for me. I don't have to just sleep with this person just to get what I have to get.
That's bananas, Drew. That's scary. Like, that's a mindset people it's believe.
A, man, come I, on.
Listen, I've been out of the game this year. This year, make 23 years from I had a girlfriend and I made her a fiance, then I get married. I don't know none of these
yes.
things.
People are just trying to survive. And because you have some households, even I remember the community I grew up in, you know, just get a rich man, just do what you got to do. That's again, we have to do what we have to do. And a lot of this is now in our schools. So now I remember, it's funny, you know what is OnlyFans?
I wish I didn't know.
So I was in school and the girl was like, well, if I won't make money, I just go on OnlyFans. This literally this year. So for anyone who don't know what is OnlyFans, that's like a platform you could
expose.
She said
for
that
money.
She said that, like, and I'm like, really, you want to do this, you know? So
they're
it's that from home,
the Kardashians and other people,
yeah,
like
it's that. And then again, you have the social media. You have a lot of parents allowing social media to babysit their kids, so now they learning all of these, you know, the agenda that's being pushed. Even now what we seeing going on, it's just an agenda that's being pushed in our schools and in our youths, in our future generation. And that's why me, you, we, us, the Bohemian people have to make a difference. And it starts within ourselves. That's it.
True, you're a decent woman. I want to thank you so much for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to be a part of what Drew is doing, Drew K. Curry, she give you her email address, but I'm going to give you her number, 535-7212. If you want to be able to participate, if you want to be able to to kind of link up with her, I think it's very important that we understand the importance of community and being able to forge our strengths, our passions together to be able to pull down this proverbial giant. There is a giant lurking, walking to and fro in our communities, whether it's death, whether it's sexual abuse, whether it's just this sort of a hopelessness. How do we collectively, those of us who are conscious, who are out here with a very clear understanding that there is purpose, how do we start to pull this down? We got to unify ourselves. Drew, you're a good, decent woman. Tell the people how they can get in contact with you again and tell them about Project Blue Bahamas and how they can participate.
Again, if you want to participate, donate, or just learn more about the program, you can visit me at www.drewkriston.com. That's DrewKhriston.com. Or you could send me a message, a WhatsApp, a call at 535-7212. That is 5357212.
Where's your next stop? Can you tell us, or is it top secret? Where's your next stop?
My next stop?
Yeah, in terms of high schools or schools that you're going to
so visit. I just finished C.R. Walker. My next stop is to complete C.V. Battle Senior High School. I'm now revamping to see how I could more bring this as a program. But me holding the students accountable from grade 10 to 12 so they could create that vision. And when they come out of school, they'll have the guidance, the tools, the necessary life tools.
You're really an inspiration, I must tell you the truth. You're really an inspiration. I mean, people out here sitting down, consume with themselves, how they can be able to get to another dollar, how they can be able to get some things, and you're out here putting your life on the line, your work on the line, and you're making some things happen. You are amazing.
Thank you.
So continue to be able to do those things. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Drew Curry. She's here with us, being able to chop these things down. It is great, great, great that we still have a great deal of persons out here. She's bringing this whole booklet. She needs to stop. She bring me a whole booklet with all of her business in it and what she's been doing. My God, this is great, man. Listen, check her out. DrewKriston.com, DrewKhriston.com, and find out all that she's doing. Participate, man. Please, if you can't give your time, throw your dimes. Talk to me and make sure that you can be able to participate and being able to get to these things. Drew, we wish you absolutely the best. the absolute best, the pinnacle of it, and that you would find this trying to true embodiment of the purpose that God has called you to in this life. Thank you so very kindly for being able to join us today.
Thank you.
You got to come back again. We got to talk more about this kind of an OnlyFans thing and what's happening out here in our communities. Yeah,
we can do that.
I'm serious. Come back and let's have this kind of a conversation of what's happening. Because, you know, like I say, I'm getting a little older now. My hair got a little gray.
At least you know what OnlyFans is.
I got social media. I need to know. I got churn, right? Let's do it, guys. We're going to take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, the Foundation. We'll be right back.
At Thomas Wilson Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicle electronic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee. We've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Sweet and heat, meet Burger King NASA. Introducing the new Mango Habanero King that features a signature mango habanero sauce, two flame grilled beef patties, two slices of cheese, bacon, and spicy jalapenos, all on a toasted sesame seed bun. Enjoy the Mango Habanero King in a combo or ask for the plant-based version. Either way, this sandwich offers just enough sweet to bring on the heat. The new Mango Habanero King from Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
After a brief layoff, Fish Fry Fridays is back in the big carnival month. The Big Band Passage will get you in the mood for the big carnival road march in the streets of Nassau. That's right, it's the pre-carnival edition of Fish Fry Fridays, May 5th at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Featuring Passage, DJ AI, and special guest models from the Euphoria Madness Masquerade Band, modeling their costumes that will be on the road for carnival. Fish Fry Fridays is back May 5th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. $25 general admission, $55 buffet and party. Don't miss Fish Fry Friday, back with the pre-carnival edition.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation on this beautiful Thursday, Small Business Thursday, we're hearing about some things that's happening in the community. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, man. You know, I really don't like to be in people business, but I'm so excited when you're doing something positive, right? I mean, if we can get in your business, tell me the good parts. I mean, just let me know the good parts. And I think that that's the entire concept and idea. So many of us are fragmented. The community seems to be sort of distant. We are not, everything is in their small subsectors and small areas. So you do these things in your own silos. But that's not who we are, man. That's not where we come from. That's not, you know, you don't have to wait until you have to have a sauce out or stakeout to be able to get that word out for everyone to know. Come here and let us know what you're doing with your business. There's so many persons out there who has this sort of an entrepreneurial spirit. They have ideas. They have so much that they want to do. But, you know, they keep it to themselves. How is the community going to know that you're innovative, that you're creative, that you're in passion, that you got this sort of a drive, this push? Talk to me. Come on, reach out to me, 827-0111, 827-0111. Let's get this thing done. I am blown away by Drew, you know, and she brought up some stuff. And the first thing I said, man, am I doing enough? I'm asking myself, am I doing enough? Are we consumed and kind of concerned with being able to talk to people? Many of us have kind of crystallized ourselves and really calcified ourselves in the idea that it is what it is. And this is just what life is. Let me just stay on my path, my road, take care of my family, and just pray for peaceful death. But there are young people with that mindset also. These are the kids for tomorrow. This is the position that we're in for tomorrow. She participated now. She didn't wait until later. She didn't wait until she get everything together. She's in the thing now, in the thick of it. She's out here, 1,500 students, 12th graders she's already spoken to. Man, listen to me, I got to do more. I got to do more, you know. I want to be able to participate also. We got to be able to encourage the next generation and make them to understand that there is hope. We got to participate, man. Come on, talk to me, ladies and gentlemen. We got to do more. I believe that once the steps of a good man are ordered by God, this is what my belief is. This is my belief, straight across the board. I believe that the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And sometimes we consume ourselves with sort of the idea that I need to get money. I need to get paid. I think so many of us have gone through so much over the years that we understand now that we got to put something in the coffers for ourselves. But the truth of the matter is that if our steps are ordered, we got to be able to at least launch out and step forward, kind of make this thing happen. Get back into the schools, talk to our kids, shift the environment, get our communities back together, and institute, revive this sense of hope. Drew, I want to commend you, man. I want to commend you guys. I want to commend the Bahamas Football Association for all the things that you're doing. Project Blue Bahamas and being able to do all the wonderful stuff that you're doing. My next guest is definitely in here. And, you know, over the past few months, we've all been in this sort of a posture and quietly asking ourselves and looking out to find C.B. Morse, right? Dr. C.B. Morse, Reverend Dr. C.B. Morse and his position. I know a few months back, we would have been able to see, you know, leading a petition into, was it Christ Church Cathedral, that, you know, on one frame, we talked about it right here on the radio. On one frame, we saw him walking in. On the second frame, we saw Dr. Davo trying to be able to deal with him. And my mouth just dropped watching the entire thing. So if we've been quiet in this sort of a position trying to figure out what's going on with Dr. C.B. Morse. I always, you know, just kind of go through Baintown, just looking at the church. He's normally outside sitting there. Right? And we don't see it. I got a call the other day from my very good friend, Minister Kevin, Minister K, you know him. He is here with us, and he's being able to talk to us about what's going to be going on. They're going to be paying tribute to Dr. C.B. Morse.
they got some great people kind of lined up to do that, to participate and find out these about these particular things. I'll let him tell you all about it. Introduce yourself, Minister. What's happening with you, my brother?
I'm very well. Good afternoon to you, Howard, and good afternoon to your audience. And it's such a pleasure to be here. And as you so eloquently stated, we're here because of Reverend Dr. C.B. Moss.
I got to remind him that.
All right.
Because he's ready to talk about politics. You need to stop. You need to stop it. I'm watching you. Your mouth then twist to talk politics. You need to stop. Every time you see me, every time you see me, we'll talk politics. You need to stop.
You're something else. Stop talking. You're something. You know, in our business,
look,
you know,
it's very hard. You start.
It's hard in our business, right, to be able not to talk about national issues sometimes.
But
today we're here for Reverend Dr. C.B. Moss. You know, in January, you talked about the incident. It was Majority Rule Day, January 10th. It was St. Agnes Church, by the way.
St. Agnes, yes, St. Agnes.
They were having the national majority rule service.
I'm watching the petition. The procession.
We were all watching. And within moments, he collapsed. And then, as you talked about and said, Dr. Michael Darvill was summoned, and he rendered assistance right away.
Right away.
They, of course, stabilized him, got the ambulance in. But the reports were really that Reverend Dr. C.B. Moss may have been traveling to the other side in those moments.
Listen, within minutes, mm-hmm. we would have heard that he's transitioned.
Yeah.
Went on my phone, watching the thing, I said, oh my God, mm-hmm. oh my God. Mm-hmm. When we saw the gurney going in there, mm-hmm. I said, oh my God, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in the front just trying their hardest to have church.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And but, I said, well, but, are you going to have regular church anymore?
Exactly. It was really strange. It's so strange. But I guess people had to figure out a way to kind of cope with it. It was really a dramatic event. And here's somebody that everybody knows in the country, right?
Yeah.
And this person is, at this particular point, we're thinking, could he survive? Then we got the reports, the rumor started flowing that he didn't make it. Then further reports came in that
from the family.
Yeah, the family to clarify that he had not transitioned, he had not
he's
passed
still with
away,
us.
But he was in very bad shape. Mm-hmm. And the reality was he was in bad shape. Mm-hmm. And that he was hospitalized, was in a coma for a while. And I'll tell you this, though. Since January, in March is when... Early March, and I got involved.
This is when he went back to church? When we saw...
Late March, he went back to church.
He went back to church.
But before that is when I had to sit down with him and the family when I was asked to come on board with this project. And Howard, we spoke for 2 hours nonstop. He just shared stories after he is in fine mental fit. He is in spiritual fit. But of course, physically, he's just not there 100%. But he is much better than he was, but he's still got a journey to go.
I'm glad we talk nation for those of us who don't get deep in people business but still want to be able to be involved.
Yeah.
C.B. Moss is truly an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been out there agitating for a great deal of things mm-hmm. that's happening here in the nation.
Yeah.
More specifically, what we're seeing happening as it relates to the environmental position. Mm-hmm. We would have been able to hear him talk about
these
things.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
So to be able to have this void, to know that he's still around, mm-hmm. he hasn't transitioned,
mm-hmm.
we want to know about his voice, his
Absolutely.
Strength, his position.
Absolutely.
So this is a great conversation today.
Absolutely.
Tell us what you're going to be doing as it relates to the tribute.
Well, we got together, a team of us. We have a committee that have really spearheaded projects like this in the past, where we had persons that really needed our help. The late Kevin McKenzie, Jody Knowles. Also, we've done projects for families, just persons in the community. We've done many of these. Vanessa Clark out of Grand Bahama. So they called me and said, listen, we think it's C.B. Moss time now. So the team got together and we decided that it's now fitting, based upon what has transpired, to have a national tribute and let's tack on a benefit opportunity.
Get this bigger than a cookout.
I'm telling you, well, if you want to put
it's
it that way.
It's a big to-do.
It is a big to-do. And it is something that we thought it should happen, you know, for someone who has been a community man. You know, When I spoke to C.B. Moss, Reverend Dr. C.B. Moss, and he told us a story how he got to Mount Olive Baptist Church in Bayntown. What he turned down to pastor that church, you couldn't get a lot of fellas to do that nowadays, Howard. Let's just be real, mm-hmm. all right? Because first of all, it's inner city community. It's a smaller kind of edifice. But here's a man who shared with us the journey that took him to Mount Olive. But that's his legacy. Be forever attached to the name Reverend Dr. C.B. Moss. And so we believe that this is the moment for us to come together as churches, the country, parliamentarians, because Reverend Moss is a former vice president of the Senate. And so we believe this is a great opportunity to pay tribute to him. And Sunday coming is going to afford us that opportunity at the Evangelistic Temple, Collins Avenue, 6 p.m. sharp. And this is going to be a coming together of all factors of the country. And so we're looking for an awesome time.
Tell them what they could expect. I see you got five dynamic pastors here, reverends. Mm-hmm. Bishop Delton Fernanda, Pastor Mario Moxie, Reverend William Thompson, mm-hmm. Dr. David Burrows, and mm-hmm. also Apostle Raymond Wells. Mm-hmm. What can we expect, when we're coming out?
Well, I'll tell you, if we want to start with our pastors, we are also blessed. We're going to have Bishop Walter Hanschel with us.
Bishop Hanschel has just come out of his kind of revival and restoring himself and really strengthening himself.
But don't forget,
also,
the last project I did was Bishop Hanschel's project.
Yes.
All right. That was the last fundraiser and benefit I did. Was Bishop Hanschel. That's almost 2 years ago now. We did that project. And so we felt that Reverend C.B. Moss was next. So he's going to speak. And they're going to be confirmed. Reverend Terrence Morrison has also been confirmed to bring tribute. T.G. Morrison will be there. Reverend Dr. Philip McPhee will be there. And that will round out our list of the pastoral tributes.
All these pastors can speak?
They're going to speak, but
we're going to be here for 6 hours.
No, sir.
You need to stop
sir.
It.
No, sir. No, sir.
He's a decent man. You know they can start up with, protocol has been
established. No, sir. This is a production effect, Howard.
This is a wonderful
thing. We are going
thing,
to be man. Disciplined, all right?
Y'all got some great, you better put it in atmosphere now. Y'all got some great men out here.
Yes.
I know men and women also being able to participate in these things. And mm-hmm. I know that the community knows, they know.
Yeah.
C.B. Moss in such a way. Let me tell you what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people just hear me like I know that, right?
Right.
So I go on. Mm-hmm. Hey, Howard, what you saying, boy?
Right.
Right? I'm like, and they say, you don't know me. I say, okay.
Right.
Because your mind starts to travel, trying to figure out. C.B. Moss has been an anchor in this community for such a long time.
Absolutely.
People feel the need, an obligation rather, to be able to stand up and speak and say how I know him.
Yeah.
Right? So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this is a beautiful, tight event that all of us could be able to participate in.
I hope so as well, and we're planning for it to be, because the way it's been structured.
People, don't come with your hand swinging.
Well,
now, you ain't going to say it, but I can say that to you.
I was going to say it.
Okay, praise God.
I was going to say it. I was going to get to the point.
My God.
But if I could finish up, we do have some of the nation's leaders are also going to be giving tribute. The Prime Minister is going to be bringing tribute that evening. He has recorded a video package because he's flying off to the coronation.
Okay.
With King Charles.
Yes.
The Prime Minister said he could not miss it. So he got his video package recorded. He sent it to me already. So we have it. And so he's going to be paying tribute. Also paying tribute in person. Former Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Perry Gladstone Christie, will be in the house.
Stop it, sir.
Well, me and Mr. Christie talked about the Lent yesterday.
Praise God.
So Mr. Christie said to me, he said, I gave him now. How many speakers you got? I said, we got plenty.
No more blast.
No.
Okay, good.
He's got to be strategically placed, right?
Okay, good.
So we had to talk about timing yesterday, because with politicians, I love them. I work with them every day.
I got to tell you.
Right? But politicians are some of the hardest people.
3 years ago, I started in Centerville. I love Perry Christie. So it's going to be a wonderful thing.
It's going to be a wonderful tribute.
And it feels like, the community has come together for such a time as this to be able to support one of the pillars that has been able to hold up not only a social position,
mm-hmm.
but also a righteous position.
Absolutely. And I also want to add that the Most Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis will be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Dwayne Sands. Now, mm-hmm. Dr. Sands is going to be speaking to give us a snapshot as to what happened to C.B. Moss medically.
Okay.
He's going to share where he was and where he is now. So that's his purpose of being there on Sunday night. But the other three prime ministers, two former prime ministers and the current prime minister will also be speaking again, along with the passages that we have identified. And then, of course, we're going to have some musical treats in between. But it's going to be spectacular.
Who's the person said musical treats? Because I'm looking at these faces and I'm like, this is going to be dynamic.
Absolutely
you
dynamic.
You got the Ramming Brothers
there? The Ramming Brothers
this
in the house.
This is crazy.
It's going to be great, man.
You got Bishop Denzel rolling here.
That's right.
Friends?
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's right. Bishop Denzel Rule and friends will be live along with the Ramming Brothers. Now, Tamika Taylor is going to be performing a special song with Shabak. This is going to be a tremendous combination. You're going to have to be there. We've asked her to prepare a great song and that we believe will be awesome. And so you've got to be in the house to see this performance, Tamika Taylor and Shabak together. First time doing the song together. It's going to be awesome. And, of course, we've got Kenya Ferguson and Eben, also Kenyatta Taylor, We've also got coming up that night, Christopher Roberts, and you know he's just coming back from his bye.
Yes,
that's right. But he said he couldn't miss it.
I saw a little clip that he did the other day.
Yeah.
Wow.
He couldn't miss it. He said, "Listen, even though I'm just coming and getting back into form myself, I made a commitment, and so I want to be there for Reverend Morse, and so he is going to be flying in from Grand Bahama to be with us along with Pastor Simeon Outen." And Pastor Simeon Outen said, "You know, you can't do it without me." So we are absolutely looking forward to a great time. Now, J.D. Stewart, who is one of our committee members and our music director, told me last night, he said, "Kev, the band is ready. The band is ready."
You just have a way of pulling these people together.
But, you know, it's relationships that you've developed over the years.
Yeah, somebody already didn't text. They won't talk politics now.
Oh, really?
You mentioned some names. So stop it. Stop it. We can call no more names. This is all about C.B. Moore's,
yes.
Reverend Dr. C.B. Moore,
yes.
Being able to talk about his health and strength in terms of being able to move forward and make some things happen. Now, I want to ask you, what are you going to be doing with the proceeds, or what's your expectation? Is there a number or cap, an idea that you have in mind that you'd like to be able to reach?
Well, I'll tell you, we didn't really set a cap per se. Here's our thought and thinking on this. We want to surprise Dr. Morse. When I say we, the church. So we've written to pastors. We've spoken to a number of senior pastors and individuals, and we've said, listen, and we have been challenging parliamentarians. All of the parliamentarians yesterday, during the House of Assembly session, they got their special invite cards. All right, so senators are getting those cards today. So every one of the parliamentarians should have an invitation to Sunday. We'll see who shows up, because this is Dr. C.B. Morse. He's a former parliamentarian, and so this is an opportunity. We've also told parliamentarians, bring something with you. Mm-hmm. Churches, we know what to do.
And we're talking about your members. You mean money. Let's be very clear.
We want members. What we're challenging churches to do is two things. One, tell your members to come with you. Two, tell your members bring a love offering.
This sounds like
three,
it's going
to
be a big.
It is very big.
Y'all should put on the field.
It's very big.
It's going to be big.
It is big, and I think that it's important. And we've told churches this other thing. Listen, the church should send their own check separate than members.
Mm-mm.
Sow a seed into Dr. Morse. Like, he's a pastor. He has a church. But this is to allow him and the family not to think about resources while he's trying to recover. This is one of our own. Someone who served as the former president of the Red Cross. Someone who served as the former president of the Bahamas Christian Council. Someone who served in Rotary. We could go on about the tremendous national contributions. So this is an opportunity on Sunday for the church to show everybody else we take care of our own.
Mm.
So bring your checkbooks, pastors. Bring the checks from the church.
No, stop it.
And it's going
straight. Go change the money for me, checkbook, and bring the money.
Yeah, bring the money.
We want in bunks, aren't you?
Not in bunks today.
Don't let it bunks. Don't let it bunks, for God's sake. God, Lord, I saw this in fake God.
Absolutely.
Stop it. Bring the money.
Bring the money.
No, this is for C.B. Morse. Ladies
it
and
is.
Gentlemen, C.B. Morse has
yes.
been dynamic in this community all the way from Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Grand Bahama, there are a few voices that has remained consistent, strong, potent, as it relates to being able to speak to a standard
yeah.
for who we are as a community, who we are as a country. And mm-hmm. C.B. Morse has always sort of kind of floated to the top of that. So
mm-hmm.
I want you to be able to participate. Minister, tell me exactly when this is going to be again for those persons who are there who want to be able to kind of get their big top hat and their hats ready to be able to participate.
Absolutely. Well, it's Sunday coming. It's 6 p.m. at Evangelistic Temple, Collins Avenue. And we would like for all parliamentarians and pastors to let us know ahead of time, if you can, if you're going to be there, because the ushered board team at Evangelistic Temple would love to make preparation. We are looking for you. We are waiting on you. We want to have a great time of fellowship, of high praise. And guess what? Reverend Dr. C.B. Morse will be there in person. And this will be an opportunity to shake his hand and to be able to see for yourself the miracle of God in full color. And so we're inviting you to come out, bring a friend, bring a whole car load, a bus load of people to Evangelistic Temple. And can I just say, Howard, that I want to express our thank you to Reverend Dr. Vaughn Cash and the board of Evangelistic Temple. When we approached them about having this event at the church, the board unanimously said, yes, we would love to host this event, and they're doing this free of charge as a gift to Reverend Dr. C.B. Morse and family. And so we want to say thank you to Reverend Dr. Vaughn Cash, the board of Evancing Temple and its membership. And we also want to say thank you to individuals who have come together, Church Boy Productions, Sammy Starr, all of these people are working on the project, Creative Design Studios, Super Club Breezes. We want to say thank you to all of these persons who are giving in some form, in some way, to making sure that this event could come off in first-class fashion on Sunday night.
Now, you started to say that person should call ahead.
Yeah.
Right? But you can give us no numbers. Give us a number that we can be able to reach out to you.
Absolutely. To get us something. The number to call would be 826-8052.
8052.
Mm-hmm. 826-8052. Okay. Again, if you are the permanent secretary or perhaps you work in the office of the cabinet minister that's been invited or the member of parliament or senator, whomever, and you want to let us know ahead of time to expect their arrival, we are already preparing for Dr. Minnis, Mr. Christie. We're preparing for the pastors who have indicated they're going to be there. As simple, it's cbmosstribute@gmail.com. cbmosstribute@gmail.com. You can send us an email. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to welcome you. And this is going to be a great night. Some people ask about the dress code. How would we tell them? Just dress up.
Dress up.
Just dress up.
Don't dress down.
Don't dress down. Dress up. Yeah. Right. You ain't got to be no gown. But you know how we go when we go to church.
You can't tell them.
Yeah, you got to come looking nice.
You're talking to Baptist people. Like, they come
exactly,
with the big hats.
Exactly.
That's what you want?
Well, some people just told me they come with a hat, so ma'am, I can't tell them to come with no hat, man.
Ma'am, I can't see. Yeah. You put your hat down. It's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Please be a part of it. This is really for us. I think it's time, it's high time that we revive this sense of hope and community. Mm-hmm. I think it's high time that we, and I think that we've been given these small opportunities to be able to shift in our community. This is a great opportunity. Please be a part of it if you're going to be able to participate. 6 p.m. this Sunday.
Yes.
6 p.m. this Sunday. I think it's April 30th.
April 30th.
April 30th, yeah. 6 p.m. at Evangelistic Temple on Collins Avenue.
Yes.
Send your information ahead, 826-8052. That's 826-8052. Call them or give them an email at cbmosstribute@gmail.com. That's cbmosstribute@gmail.com. Please. You know, Minister King can say this, but I can tell you this. Don't come with your hand
swinging. Don't come with your hand swinging. No, sir. We want you to bring a love offering.
And listen to me. Not a like offering.
No.
A love offering.
I like how you put that.
Yeah.
People send a like offering. Yeah.
And you know, people sometime you. So they might like you today.
Exactly.
You need to stop. Bring a love offering. Know that these are men and women who've actually contributed in our community. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is the kind of love and appreciation, the sort of outpouring that you would want for your loved one or for yourself if you're in these positions. So please do the same and be able to do that. Minister, a decent man.
Thank you so much, Howard. And next time, we'll talk politics.
No. No. Because, you know, don't even start me up.
Don't even start me up. Listen.
Because you called some names and my eyebrow had gone up. You need to stop.
Listen, I'm available anytime.
You need to stop.
You know what I'm saying? Especially now.
I know. I can stay out your
business. I got plenty free time now.
I can stay out your business. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minister K. And we're right here being able to do this beautiful, wonderful tribute.
Absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
CB Moss.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do some stuff. Please, as we get out of here, I'll talk to you about it. 6 p.m. Evangelistic Temple. And this ain't 6:30, 7:30 p.m.
No, sir.
Listen, man, be alert.
Yes.
The whole Bahamas coming.
Yes, sir.
You got people coming from Grand Bahama all over.
That's right.
To be able to participate in this. Mm-hmm. So please. Be able to ensure that you're there on time to get yourself comfortable, seated, and get these things done. 6 p.m. Evangelistic Temple, Collins Avenue, 826-8052. Hit them up. Thank you again to Dr. Vaughn Cash. Thank you to all those persons who participate. Thank you for your time, your contribution, and we hope to make this a dynamic event. We'll see you then. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back.
The Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. Listen, it's a beautiful day, man. I want to thank you so kindly for being able to tune in with us and call it and sort of chop it down. I'm grateful, man. And I don't know whether or not I sound like a bleeding heart on the radio. I try not to. But I need you to know that, you know, there is a significant gratitude here for all the participation. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to. You could have been anywhere in the world participating with anyone else, but you're here and you're listening in and you're really being able to call in. This, I think, is a wonderful thing. And I want to thank you for that. And beyond that, I want to thank those persons who are out here, comrades and, of sorts of mine, who understands the importance of being able to build community. I mean, it ain't easy. And I'll tell you this story. In maybe 7, 8, something like that. I can't remember. I just lost my job from the hotel, maybe a year or so before. And I felt so bad for myself for a very long time. You know, kind of wallowing in my mess, crying, trying to figure out, oh, Lord, why the hotel? My image was wrapped up in the hotel. Talk to me. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Are we doing it today? We're going to do it today. Let's do it. My image was wrapped up in the hotel. I thought my identity was the hotel, right? Subconsciously, we pursue this sort of an idea that when we get accolades in the environment that we are in, this is what we're called to be. So people would say, boy, Howard, you're very good at your job. And so that continued to be able to puff me up and give me a false sense of hope, a narrative that says to me that I'm going to be in the hotel forever. I was eyeing executive posts. I was eyeing opportunities elsewhere. And so when I lost that, I thought I lost everything. You understand? As you're fresh out of school, this is the first time you fell in love with this particular thing. This is like my wife always is calling my first love. You love me. You love the hotel. You was in love with the hotel more than me. When Rowdy come, this is what she said. And as I came out of that sort of a slump, every time I would see the hotel, this is the big beach looking hotel, Grand Lucan, you know that. Every time I see the hotel, you know, my heart would get full. Identity was wrapped up in this particular space, this geographical location. I didn't understand that I was here for only a season in preparation to get to the purpose that I was called to in this life. Can we talk? I just get preachy with you. This, you're my people. We right here. And so what I did right after, one of my very good friends came to me And he say, you need to stop this stupidness, man. This is foolishness. You called to be great. You bigger than the hotel. And I said, listen, I don't understand what you're trying to say. Yeah, I mean like that. I said, okay, let's be very clear. What are you talking about, right? See, you bigger than this. God has called you to do greater things than this. I was a part of a group called Men on the Move for Christ in Grand Bahama at the time. And so I wanted to actually contribute my time, my efforts, and sort of the experiences that I've had in the hotel and elsewhere and really pour it into something. I open up a foundation. And I called it foundation, but I didn't get it incorporated. You know, I think a lot of us do that. But this was the core concept. I didn't have the $1,500, $2,000 that I incorporated at the time. So it was called Speak Life. Speak Life Foundation. Did the graphics, did everything, spent my last bucks on it. Had about $5,000 set aside. I took all the seniors, men, at the 8 Mile Rock High School, senior men. And I brought them in. And we went in at 8 Mile Rock High School. And I brought the cooling waters. Now, keep in mind, I know the cooling waters. These are my family. So they couldn't really say no to me. But I couldn't afford nobody else to talk to me. I didn't spend all the money on grits and tuna and this and that and all these things like that to be able to give the kids. I brought T.G. Morrison down. T.G. Morrison wouldn't take a dime from me. Came down absolutely dynamic. I, put some, tents outside, set up a press space, gave them everything. First time I've ever done anything like this. And after I saw the sort of activity, the rolling out of the thing, and everyone showed up and the press was there and Cooling Waters was playing and T.G. Morris, Reverend T.G. Morrison is actually developed and even Judy being able to push that out there. I went outside. They interviewed me. I went outside, sat under one of those tents that I got, and I promise you, I made $0. In fact, I just spent almost $5,000. And I felt this sort of a bubbling in my heart that I sat in the back there and I cried to myself. The first time I've ever said this out loud. My wife didn't know. I cried to know that we could participate even in our brokenness, that we have purpose even in the midst of tribulation. Oh, come on, man, talk to me. I just get preachy quickly. Let's do it. Even in the midst of our tribulation, even in the midst of our trial, even in the midst of our personal discomforts, there is a greater call in our lives, a call to community, a call to revival, restoration, realignment. And understanding that and being able to take up this challenge, because it's not easy, especially if you're married. If you're married and you take in monies from your family to contribute to what you are compelled, you're convicted, you can't sleep because you know that there's a higher calling. And to be able to give it to organizations such as this is always an amazing thing. So I just want to kind of take this time to say to you, wherever you are in your life, you're still here. So I kind of, drive it home with you that we are in the land of the living. Talk to me, baby. When you're dead, you're dead. You are done. And all of us are on a steady course to that inevitable space. But with the time that we have, we could shift this thing around, man. We have the power to change our community. We have it. Please stop believing that it's an enormous thing. It is not that complex. There's no difficulty to this. This is only a decision and application, a push forward to make this thing happen. Please participate in something that's bigger than you. Please. I want to be able to do that with you guys. And I just wanted to kind of put that out there and have that kind of a conversation with you to let you know that I know about this participation. I know about the monies and the time that you put into it. I know about these things. But I want you to know that it has not fallen on fallow soil or ground, on this kind of a rough soil. This is going to be able to spring forth a significant fruit that the entire nation could be able to eat from it, your contribution. The world is waiting on you. Stop with this. All you're doing is giving lip service if you get participation in you, serve. And watch the blessings come to you. I just want to say that to you, man. I want to, like I say, I want to give a shout out to Drew. I want to give a shout out to the entire Bahamas Football Association. I want to give a shout out to Minister K and all those persons who participated with their time, their monies, their efforts. I want to give a shout out to you if you've been pricked in your spirit to kind of carry something for this tribute to CB Moss and other persons, CB Moss and a great deal of other persons in our community that continue to be able to contribute. Sometimes it's a thankless job. But, you know, there's a greater crown for us as we continue to be able to apply ourselves to greatness. Let me take this telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Boy, you know, Howard, I tell you the truth, I'm listening to you and I'm listening to the guy about CB Boss.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I just finished talking to CB.
Mm-hmm.
But, Howard, you know, what the gentleman was saying, it's the truth. Sometimes you got an almost tap on pearly gates before people recognize you in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you still there?
I'm right here. Go ahead, Sparky.
You know, there's sometimes some people do things around here for communities and stuff like that, and nobody ever hears about it. I talk to Mr. C.B. Morris and all the stuff, all the accolades that they're about to bestow on him, you know, he's right there. Stunning a little bit, but he's much better than when he first went down, and I guess he's much better. But Howard, we have lost so much in this country. That's why I called so much on these talk shows, to know how this place used to be just a few little years ago, less than 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to celebrate 50 years, but Howard, if you were around then, and I mean just the energy that was going through this country. I myself, Howard, did some contribution, not blowing no trumpet, but everybody knows. There's an event that I organized back in 1973 called the Prince Saul Blood March. I did that at the age of 27. They still do that in Prince Saul Masons today, where they donate blood every year. We march from Rawson Square, Parliament Street, up to the blood bank. I organized that with the lodge, and we collected some 195 pints of blood in 1 month. I think it was the record of that, might still be the record today. We got organizations to join us with the lodge. I organized for 3 years in a row something on top of Fort Charlotte called Kites and Gadgets,
mm-hmm.
where we gave the children of the nation free entertainment, flying kites, box carts, shooting marbles, roller skates, all kind of stuff up there with bouncing castles. All children were picked up from all the special schools, delivered back by jitney safely.
Mm-hmm.
All children was given free drinks, free popcorn, free hot dogs. Junkaloo gangs closed out the event.
Mm-hmm.
All these kind of things. Then I organized the Rainbow to the Rainbow's Forest Theater, the tribute to Dr. Off when we knew he was getting ready to pass away. These things, we've been doing things for years. The Peaks group, the Juggernaut group, organized the Centerville in October, used to go on every year on Centerville Basketball Park in cahoots with the Saxons. The Saxons used to do their thing in March. They used to be energetic and doing things around here, Howard. Now it seems that we can't do nothing no more. There's nowhere to go. People are afraid to go in their homes at night because everybody walking around with an AK-47.
Mm.
Nothing happening on Bay Street other than Junkaloo, New Year's Day, and Boxer Day. You drive to Bay Street in the middle of the day, it's like a ghost town. Tourists only walking from the ship area down to Junkaloo Beach and back. Nothing going on in this country, man. People can hardly afford to go to the food store and buy corned beef and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Something ain't right. But then you got a lot of people around here living, what they call the elites, like nothing happening to them. They always had it, always got it, and the rest of the people seem to be suffering.
Yeah.
And every day on your show, you can hear the suffering going on. People begging. We vote people in every 5 years, promising to do better and better. Look like, hey, everybody just worshiping the king or the queen. But what about the people of the country? They seem to be walking in our country with a briefcase and blonde hair and blue eyes, and they're getting land, they're getting this, they're getting that. Concessions this, concessions that. What are Bahamian people getting? We can't even afford you. You were talking about it the other day in regards to your love for you and your family and the things you're thinking about, but the future of your children. Right now, you can hardly afford to buy a piece of property and build a home for yourself. What you think about when your children reach, when your children graduate from school? Most of the children nowadays, when they graduate from school, don't even want to come back to the Bahamas. I got a neighbor right now, his daughter went off to Canada. Only in the first year, now she'll be thinking she don't want to come back here.
Wow.
What are we going to do, Howard? Nobody seems to be listening to us. People make a decision on our behalf and not even consulted us. Coming up with ideas, hey, we just sat in a room one night and somebody brought up this idea. We need more rules. We need more laws. We got all the laws in the book, but we don't enforce none.
Wow.
It's very frustrating.
Well, it's
all about celebrating 50th anniversary. To me, how would I say we went back 50 years?
Yeah, but Sparky, we ain't dead. You understand?
We were supposed to be headed to something called the first world. According to Mr. Pendleton, we were headed to the first world. Which world are we in now? Second, third, or fourth?
Yeah.
All this coming in our land, taking our land, squatting on our land. We can't even send them back home.
Yeah. Well, I believe that, you know, I don't do this because I believe that there's doom and gloom. Sparky, thank you for your talk, man. Thank you so much for your participation. He's a good, decent man. I don't do this because I believe that there is no hope for tomorrow. That don't make no sense. I don't do this because I don't believe that there is an opportunity to be able to turn the curb. I don't do this because of what exists now. I do this because of what I envision. Yeah, because, you know, I feel like I'm good in other areas. I am, you know, I am one of those persons. I clean up the place every time I use it and you know, mop and kind of wipe down and do all these kind of stuff. I say, do you do that every time? Right. So I said, I've always been a big guy. That's what I said to my son. I said, I've always been a big guy all my life. All right. So you see me do things in a kind of peculiar way, like whether I iron, like, you know, all my shoes clean, all these things like that. I've always been this kind of a big guy. And I never wanted there to be this prefix or suffix attached to me. You know, I didn't want people saying fat and ugly or fat and, you know, dirty or fat. You know what I mean? The fat was enough. Let's just deal with that. And an idea to always prepare myself and ensure that my environment is kept in a particular manner, that I move in a particular way, that I always, you know, I present myself in a particular way. And as a result of that, that has been a part of my life in my occupation also. I needed to be the best. We come from a different era. We come from the era in the 80s where competition was rich. We wanted to show that we're doing well. And as a result of that, and showing that we're doing well, it put me in this kind of position where I always want to do well. So no matter where, what space I go in, I need to bring a little bit of myself to it. So I say that to say, I'm not here because I could be good at this. I really believe that there is an opportunity to turn the curb. That's why we start with this introspection. That's why we start with this concept and idea of being able to look at reviving hope. That's why we start with this concept and idea of being able to revive community. That's why we have the conversations that we do, to cut away the fat and superficial nothingness and get to the meat and potatoes. It's the foundation, baby. And if this and others, wherever you are in your space, could revive this idea of community in this country, then our best days are ahead of us. Let's talk like that. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
At Popeyes, we have a deal worth driving for. It's our shrimp tackle box. Tastes a tender and delicious shrimp marinated in our Louisiana spices and fried up fresh and crunchy. Served with our ultra cocktail dipping sauce, one regular side, and a warm buttery biscuit. Add a blueberry cream cheese pie or a strawberry cream cheese cup to your order. Stop by any Popeyes for your shrimp tackle box today.
Devania's Grilled Food and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Devania's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Devania's today at 817-4468.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Last segment before we get out of here, I just want to kind of put some stuff on the table as a reminder. Small Business Thursday, I want you to be able to participate in that going forward. Hey, Heavy, just give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. We can be able to do something for you. We normally do something very nice for those persons who are nonprofit organizations. We can do something for you. If you're not nonprofit, don't put that thing on the table. Stop it. You need to stop, okay? If you're a nonprofit organization, if you're doing this thing for the love, not just for the likes, make sure you give us a call, 827-0111. We can be able to do something very, very nice. You're going to be kind of amazed that, you know, we gave you that sort of a rate. We're out here doing the best that we possibly can to participate in our arm of community development here at Guardian Radio. So give us a call, like I said, 827-0111, or call us right here at the studio, 302-2300, 302-2300, that we can be able to do that. Now, some stuff just came across my phone, and I want to be able to read it for you. It looks like we've lost a legend in the community. Ray Minus Jr., boxing champion, he has kind of passed away. This is the information that I'm getting over to me. So we want to be able to say a soft prayer for him and his family, and for the grieving of their loved one. This is a dynamic man in the community. This is another one of the pillars. This is another thankless God job that being able to represent the Bahamas on significant levels, international, and being able to inspire our community to know that all of us off this little small rock can do more. We continue to be able to thank God for his life and the legacy that he's left behind. So we say that soft prayer. Also, I'm looking in the papers in the obituary section, and there's a couple persons in here who I know, who I knew, they passed away. Minister Clarence Livingston Ellis, 95 years old, my good bishop and pastor's father, passed away at 95 years old. Last week, Thursday, we had an opportunity to be able to talk to Pastor Delton Ellis to talk about the legacy of his father. Even in the midst of talking what he did, he just could not avoid or, you know, deter, move around the fact that he's played such a significant part in this business that he has as it relates to global travel and Keepers International. So we continue to be able to say a soft prayer for them, and also for family, for Adina Allen, who's passed away in Grand Bahama, 37 years old, from, you know, complications of, I think she has passed away from some form of cancer. We continue to be able to praise and pray for her and her family. I know her daughter is my godchild. So, this is hard stuff to be able to talk about. But I'm grateful that we're still here and we can be able to make some things happen. Participate. Can we say that? I know it's hard. I know it's hard. You're not going to tell me. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. My own way. But know that we have greater purpose to offer. We're going to be one day, our hands crossed, looking at the church roof. And that time will be done. Do all you can with the time that you have now. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get into a great conversation. I anticipate the thing for a very long time. It's been booked now for almost 3 weeks. And he don't know this. I'm going to tell him this tomorrow. I have visited his church for the past 2 Sundays, quietly in the back there, trying to hide. But, you know, my size don't count. I can't hide. I got a couple of chairs. How are they? Hey, over by Bahamas Harvest. How do you know that? I just walked at the people church. How are they? Hey, what are you doing over there? Sat down on the preaching and teaching of Pastor Mario Moxie. He's going to be joining us tomorrow to, you know, add and contribute to this conversation. We're going to get into a great deal of things in our socio position, socio-political, economic, religious concepts and ideas, and being able to talk about the growth and development of the country from that particular stand. It's going to be a great conversation. Please participate in that. Let your people know that Pastor Mario Moxie is going to be with us tomorrow here on The Foundation. Make sure you check me out at The Foundation on Facebook, The Foundation on Facebook. I'll probably pop something on there so you can be able to share that and be able to participate in that. It is an absolutely gorgeous day, ladies and gentlemen. Do something decent. Go outside. Well, you know, it ain't Friday. You ain't got to get your sweet thing. But, you know, prematurely, we can go one day ahead and buy a little Coke salad or do something nice. Go down there to Willie. Hope you're good. Doing good, Willie. Go down there to Willie. Check Willie out. Go down to the Vanyas. Go down there over at the Western Esplanade and check out our good friend Byron at the Tiki Hut. There's so much that we can do to participate in the growth and development expansion and sort of the forward movement of community. Let's do it together. Please, let's make some things happen. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us today. Guys, it's been a wonderful time. Again, make sure you check out Bahamas Football Association, May 8th to 14th. Make sure you check out DrewChriston.com. Find out more about that and definitely be able to participate in this tribute that they're going to be doing this Sunday, April 30th, for Dr. C.B. Morse. That's C.B. Morse. cbmossTribute@gmail.com. Find out more about it or give him a call. 826-8052. Thanks all those persons who are participating. I want to see you here next Thursday on Small Business Thursday, right here on the Foundation. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, the Foundation. Guys, stick and staying for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys.
Foundation.